From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today with a polka mazurka written by Johann Strauss the son. Ah, you'll probably say, but they are two completely different dances. And you'd be quite correct. The polka comes from Old Bohemia, today's Czech Republic, and the mazurka could be regarded as the national dance of Poland. Well, both dancers made their debuts on the dance floors of Imperial Vienna's ballrooms in the earlier part of the last century. Of the two, the polka, being full of racy pep-and-go, was the most popular. In no time at all, the polka fever, with its infectious rhythm, quickly spread to Paris, London, Moscow, and eventually to the USA. Now, one of the interesting things about the polka is that it can assume some of the musical characteristics of its host country. So we have the polka française or the polka espagnole. In Vienna, capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the waltz king Johann Strauss decided to compose a polka with some of the typical musical mazurka sounds of Poland. At the time, southern Poland was part of the empire. And so the polka mazurka, or polka mazur, was created. And here it is, the Fata Morgana, or Mirage Polka Mazur, by Johann Strauss the son. The Fata Morgana Polka Mazur by Johann Strauss the Son, played there by the Southwest German Radio Orchestra conducted by Klaus Arp. Now, 125 years ago, that is, when that dance was first presented, our next piece, Plaisir d'amour, was already considered an evergreen. It originated in France and soon conquered the world. But it was not written by a Frenchman. In 1760, Johann Paul Schwarzendorf left his home in the Palatinate region of Germany to seek fame and fortune as a composer in gay Paris. Now, the first thing that the 19-year-old did was change his name to the more elegant Jean-Paul Martini. 4 years later, he won first prize in a competition for military marches and became an honorary officer in a hussar regiment. He never looked back. In 1800, he became professor of the famous Paris Academy of Music and gained a reputation as a prolific expert in military music. But although he did write quite a lot of music, none of it really did catch on, except this delightful romance in praise of love. Listen now to Hermann Prey, accompanied by the Bavaria Orchestra of Munich, conducted by Werner Schmidt-Boelke, and Plaisir d'amour by Jean-Paul Martini. Désir d'Amour by Jean-Paul Martini. I'm always surprised at the number of well-known composers who worked their way up, so to speak, from the ranks of the orchestra. Offenbach, for example, played the cello, Millücker the flute, Linke the bassoon, and Lehár the violin. In most cases, as soon as they began to make a living from their compositions, these budding composers seldom played a musical instrument again. There were, of course, notable exceptions, the Strauss dynasty and Franz Liszt, for example. And then there was the Czech violin virtuoso Franz Drdler. He wrote some 250 pieces of salon music, but still found time to perform in concerts as solo violinist, as well as conductor at the Theater an der Wien in Vienna. But, as is so often the case, very little of his music has survived the test of time. I'd like you to hear one little jewel that has retained its popularity from the day it was first performed. Listen now to Volker Wirklitz as he plays Souvenir by Franz Drdler. He's accompanied by the Cologne Radio Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Geiser.
Thank you.
Souvenir by Franz Dirdler. As I said, Dirdler the composer also played the violin right up to the end of his life. One of the orchestras he often played in was the one at Bayreuth in Bavaria, where the controversial Richard Wagner had an opera house built specifically for the performances of his operas. Lohengrin, a dramatic and romantic opera, was his fourth, before he was forced into exile because of his part in the 1848 German Revolution. Listen now to the delightful so-called bridal chorus from this work. The chorus and orchestra of the German Opera of Berlin are conducted by Heinrich Hollreisser. The Bridal Chorus from Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. I'd like to conclude this program with a waltz played by the orchestra of the Vienna Folk Opera and conducted by Franz Bauer Teusel, also of Vienna. But the waltz is definitely not. In far-off Paris, the musical family of the composer Emil Waldteufel had more or less the same standing, and were held in the same high esteem, as the Strauss dynasty in Imperial Vienna. The Waldteufel Orchestra, including Emil and his two sons, was frequently asked to perform at court balls and festivals. Emil's son, also an Emil, was appointed court pianist and taught the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. Emil Waldteufel achieved fame and fortune with his lilting waltz melodies, which were every bit as good as those pouring out of Vienna. Mind you, like Johann Strauss, Waldteufel was not above borrowing a musical theme from another composer and working it into one of his compositions. Take his España waltz, for example. The motif clearly stems from Spanish Rhapsody by Emmanuel Chabrier. Judge for yourself.
Thank you.
Spanish Waltz by Emil Waldteufel. And there we end this edition of Melody Time, the program which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Anke Koch, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.